Sepsis is basically your body overreacting to an infection, and it can lead to organ failure and death. Dr. Alan Hefner leads Carolina's healthcare system's campaign against it and works at the flagship hospital, CMC Maine.
The best snapshot we have right now is that this is a disease that kills more people every single year than a lot of other very high-profile diseases, like breast cancer, like leukemia, like lung cancer, like stroke.
Dr. Hefner said the best snapshot because there's not a complete picture. There's just not great data on sepsis. Researchers have historically tracked the infections that it starts with.
So, for instance, when we say someone dies of pneumonia, pneumonia is an infection in the lung. And while you could say, yes, pneumonia was their source of infection, what that person really died from was sepsis as a consequence of pneumonia.
So yesterday, hospitals around the world created a trove of data. The Society of Critical Care Medicine and the European Society of Intensive Care Medicine organized the study with more than 1,400 hospitals, including CMC Maine. They all tracked cases of sepsis over a 24-hour period that ended at midnight. Dr. Chris Farmer is the soon-to-be president of the Society of Critical Care Medicine.
We'll have a snapshot for one day. Who are these patients? How many of them? Answer all these questions about their severity of illness and what's working, what's broken, all of those things. And we'll collate all this information together and analyze those things.
The results will come out early next year and will give hospitals a better understanding of one of their biggest problems and how to treat it. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.